Art museums are usually home to oil paintings or marble sculptures, but the Mint Museum in Uptown Charlotte has a new exhibit in a very different form. The Body Embellishment Show pulls a variety of body piercings, tattoos, clothing design, and even nail art into one exhibit. WFAE's Lucy Perkins reports.
Museums were not part of the childhood of Carlos Rolon, a.k.a. D-Zine. He grew up on the southwest side of Chicago to Puerto Rican parents. They didn't have a lot of money, so to make ends meet, his mom ran a beauty salon out of their home.
It created a really wonderful sense of community that I never had experienced before. I love the fact that people that don't really quite know each other would get together for the first time.
He strives to bring that personal atmosphere to museums.
And you tell them really intimate details about yourself that you would never tell anyone else. This is what's created in the nail and the hair salon space, but it was even more intimate when it was in my home, so you were in my living room.
Rolon's exhibits have often been efforts to replicate the feeling and the community he felt in his childhood living room. Our tour group met Rolon as he was putting his finishing touches on his installation at the Mint. A lot of his exhibits include bootleg nail salons, like the one his mom ran, featuring nail artists from the community. He creates really elaborate nail art. It looks nothing like your typical manicure. It's more like five tiny golden gardens of sparkling antlers, spirals, feathers, and glitter growing from your fingertips. Rolon says the culture around this type of art is just as important as the art itself.
They create, people, again, who do the tattoos, who do the nail work, they create this culture because they love it, and it's part of their system, their DNA. I'm just touching the surface on it.
There are other types of body embellishment that are part of this exhibit. One artist puts black and honey-toned jewels on a model's skin. The photograph of her appeared to be taken right after the jewelry was placed, with small red blemishes surrounding each piercing. On one wall, something looks familiar, Vincent van Gogh's self-portrait. But it's actually a tattoo of Van Gogh's self-portrait.
It's, at its highest level, great graphic design. It requires enormous skill and training.
Annie Carlano is the Mint Museum's senior curator of craft and design. The tattoos in the show are obviously photographs and are very detailed. One piece covers a man's arms, legs, and torso. The fiery scene featuring dragons and ocean waves was a massive undertaking and took the artist several years to finish. Clothing design is probably the most expected component of the body art show. Three designers, who call themselves Three as Four, created a series of dresses that are hanging from the ceiling in a circle. They were rearranging the dresses as the tour went by. Adi Gill is one of the designers.
What we like is that we can combine traditional craftsmanship, which we call couture, with really high-tech methods like 3D printing and laser cutting.
Some are inspired by the Earth's topography, while others look more like they're covered in white molecular structures, a fashionable version of what you'd see in high school chemistry class. By the way, Björk, the Icelandic artist, wore a 3-as-4 dress in one of her music videos. Another category of the show is a little harder to define. There's a photo of a white headdress. The model wearing it is covered in white paint, and the headdress spreads from the crown of her head like white, bony wings.
Some of the other pieces look like elephant tusks or bird wings. They're really, really unusual shapes.
That's Rebecca Elliott, an assistant curator of the show.
Wearing them, you become a sort of a hybrid person-animal creature.
Body Embellishment is a show that Carlano has been working on with her team since 2010. The hardest part of putting the exhibit together, says Carlano, was just picking what to include. There was so much to choose from. The exhibit opens today and will run through the first week of September. Rolon is here for the opening, and he plans to come back in May to do another one of his collaborative projects with Charlotte area teenagers. He wants to continue his effort of creating intimate communities in impromptu nail salons. For WFAE News, I'm Lucy Perkins.